Drunk on Comics presents Barback Special Edition, an interview with Tim Kenyon and Rob Garcia for their Kickstarter project, Paradise Prison.
All right, guys. Well, Derek and Tony here with Rob and Tim. What's going on, guys?
Hey, not too much. Thanks for having us. Really appreciate it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to say no when we're like, hey, you want to go talk in a bar?
Yeah, really. Yeah, sitting around, having a few drinks.
Exactly.
Beers and comics. Can't really go wrong.
No.
Well, and actually, it was, I posted something on our Twitter a while back. I'm like, hey, it's Friday. Time to crack them open. Beers and comics.
That's right.
Crack them both open.
Yep.
So, you guys have well, we started a little thing here a while back on our regular podcast called Barbacks, where we talk about upcoming, you know, or current Kickstarter projects for upcoming projects. You guys are the first time that we've done an actual interview as part of the Barback process. So this is kind of a fun one for us.
All right, good.
So you guys have Paradise Prison issue 1 there right now.
Yeah.
So Tim, why don't you fill us in a little bit about the story itself?
Well, the story is, I wrote the story, and Rob's doing the artwork for it. I wrote it actually a few years ago. I came up with the original idea. I was actually standing in line waiting to get into New York Comic Con amongst the 10,000 other people that were in line, just switching back and forth, and I overheard somebody say something, and it just kind of started me thinking about different ideas, and I came up with the original idea for Paradise Prison. I just started making some notes, and I wrote the script, and I actually shelved it for over a year and a half or so, just kind of waiting around while I worked on my End Time project. And after I got that underway, that's when Rob and I met last fall at Grand Con, and it seemed like the perfect opportunity for us to start collaborating on it. The story itself is centered around... it's sort of like a near future kind of story. It seems to be where all my stories take place. It's like, what if 5 years in the future this happened? So it's about 5-10 years in the future, and the penal system in America has been shifting from incarceration in brick and mortar prisons to virtual reality.
Okay.
So the whole idea is based around that there's this virtual reality prison that has been created called the Grid, and one of the first inmates of this prison is Billy Flood, who's the protagonist of the story, and it all takes place. It all starts off. It takes place in the prison. So we get a little flashback of how he got there and the crime he committed and things like that.
But can you give away a little bit of what he did, or is it given too much away?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to remember now. I'm trying to think to future issues. I think it's in issue 4 or 5 we might find out a little bit. He, it's a crime of passion that he commits to protect his family.
Okay.
It's got a little bit to do with his brother-in-law, who is sort of violent, and it's just through a series of very unfortunate events that lands him on trial and found guilty.
The synopsis of this story is way different than what I was originally thinking. You're talking about being in Comic-Con, you're stuck in line, and I'm imagining Paradise Prison. We're all nerds. We'd be happy to be locked in this place.
That's right.
That's what I thought it was going to be about. This is totally different. So
actually, yeah, it really is. And this is I'm blowing this thing way up here. The basic storyline is Billy Flood ends up in this Paradise Prison. It starts out as an actual prison, and through some legislative decisions, the government decides to turn this place into paradise, to try to work through this new version of rehabilitation.
They kind of a constructive brainwashing.
Yeah, they're essentially brainwashing them to rehabilitate them by creating this world for them that is filled with elaborate houses and fast cars.
Which I will say, the one line in the Kickstarter program that got me is rehabilitation is guaranteed.
It is.
Yeah.
It's essentially programmed. And reading issue 1, you'll find out exactly what that means. There are a group of people who run the grid, and they're called progs or programmers, and they can actually move in and out of the grid. They're
agents,
people, sort of. Yeah, exactly. They're people who have this particular mental ability to move in and out of virtual reality. So they're the ones sort of in charge of this rehabilitation.
And you, well, like when you see them on the page, you'll definitely can tell the difference between them and the inmates. There's a huge artistic difference that I kind of imparted on there.
Is there an artistic difference between the real world and this prison world?
Yeah, actually, in the first book, there's when Billy starts thinking about his trial and things like that. The art's different. The real world has more of a gray, kind of like a Twilight Zone feel to it. Whereas when you're on the grid, it has a very stark contrast. Hardly any gray tones on the figures or anything like that. So it gives you a definite feeling of you're in a different place.
Which I was noticing. I mean, you've got a couple preview pages up on the Kickstarter. And obviously the one where it's in the brick and mortar. It's a gray tone, but there's almost like a blue wash.
Right. To it. Right. It's this, like, to give it the mood, you know, like he's sad, so he's in prison.
And it's cold.
It's cold, and he doesn't want to be there, and you can tell, like, he's very uncomfortable. His little cot actually doesn't even have a pad on it. It's just a metal slab.
Yeah. Now you guys met at Grand Con, which we were at this last September, and spoiler warning, we're going to have a presence there again this year.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
But how did you guys, Rob? I don't remember you being.
I wasn't. I was just a guest. I just got a ticket and came in.
Yeah.
I'm from Kalamazoo. I was at Celebration Cinema, and they had a big poster for Grand Con.
So the advertising worked.
All right, so I have to go to Grand Con. It's another comic book convention on my many comic book conventions that I go to on a yearly basis. So, and I got there, and I was assuming there'd be more of a comic book presence, but it was actually a kind of a gaming event.
Although, you know, I will say that I know from just, you know, talking to the guys that they're definitely boosting up their comic book presence this year there, so it's going to be more of that 50-50.
Sure. I think Mark and Brian were definitely impressed with the draw from the comics.
Yeah,
right. So I went to the little room where where Tim was set up in Grand Con at the hotel, and he had one of the most interesting things to look at at table. So I picked up End Time, and then we just started talking, and he told me about this project, and about a month later he called. Contacted me and
you know, after the show was over, and it was really just kind of, it was just a sort of a lucky happenstance, you know. He was at the table and we just got talking, and you know, I was talking the sales pitch just like I was with everybody, you know, at the table trying to hawk the book.
Which, if anybody missed the sales pitch, they can go back to our podcast of the interviews from Grand Con
from last year.
Yep. And they can hear all about End Time there.
All about End Time there.
Yeah, definitely pick up End Time. It's a good book.
All right. It is.
I agree.
All right. Well, we know and our loyal listeners know a little bit about Tim and his background. Rob, how'd you get into, you know, the whole comic book industry and drawing and all that?
I've been reading comics since I could, well, read. And I've always enjoyed sequential artwork. When I was in high school, it's all I would do is try and start drawing my own comic books, and I just kept at it, and I went to KVCC for an illustration degree, and after I got done with that, I kind of tried doing freelance work, and left comics on the shelf for a little bit, and just started trying to make a living out of it, and decided that I still loved drawing comic books, so I just got back into it about 3 years ago, and that's just where it is. I just love doing it, and there isn't much about it that I don't like. I mean, the pay isn't the greatest.
Making a living at comics is always the hardest part.
Yeah, I mean, breaking into the industry is definitely the hardest thing to do. I'm relatively well unknown through the industry right now. I've sent a lot of submissions out, but I'm hoping that the more I do it, the more people will start to see my work. And
yeah. How would you describe your style? You know, because obviously this is an audio podcast, and if people haven't gone to look, how would you describe yourself?
Well, I have a kind of a non-realistic approach to things. My style is, it's semi-traditional, with a kind of a, I'm not really sure, like a, just a black, like a, okay, to give an analog Frank Miller style.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Yeah. Like it didn't pop to mind, but as soon as you said it, I'm like, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, where it has kind of a ground in reality, but it's also twisted and a little bit. I think on the Kickstarter page there's some concept work I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you can definitely tell, like, exaggerated proportions and things like that.
Big, strong men.
Yeah. But I usually draw superheroes, so this is actually different for me. I mean, I usually draw Jim Lee-inspired work.
Okay.
What's your favorite superhero to draw?
My favorite superhero to draw actually is, well, one I created, but used to be Spawn. Used to be my favorite character to draw.
That cape. It's all about the cape.
It's all about the cape. Cape and the eyes. I don't like them with the mask. I usually draw them without the mask.
Oh, the old hamburger head?
Yeah, hamburger head with the scar. When he got, when you remember when they teamed up with Batman and he got the batarang through his forehead?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... The stitching is always my favorite thing to draw. It looks like a football.
Yes. Yeah.
A hamburgered football.
Anyone else?
Well, let's chat a little bit about your...
Another one.
Hold on, we got to order beers. Guys?
I'm good for now.
Yeah, I'm good
for now. I'm okay. I'm going to keep working on this one.
Another.
Yeah. Tony and I, we are drunk on comics, so it's kind of required.
I might have to get one of those Founders.
Oh, yeah, you got to get Founders.
I'm addicted to IPA, so any IPA is just...
You know, this is off subject, but you know, it's drunk on comics, so we ramble. I'm a little burned out on the IPAs.
Really?
Yeah, but I will say the Two Hearted out of all of them is my favorite.
Voted best in America.
Well, hey, yeah, can't argue with that.
And you know, being from Kalamazoo, you have to say.
Well, I'm originally from a little town, you know, that's east and kind of halfway between Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo, but I spent the majority of my adult life in Grand Rapids. I only moved to Kalamazoo a few years ago.
Okay.
I always liked Bell's, but I've always been partial to Founders. You know, it's the hometown brewery for me.
Right, right. Yeah. So you burn down an IPA.
Yeah, it's just, well, it's gotten to the point where it's the how hoppy can we make it.
That's true.
And hoppy makes me happy. I like them.
Yeah, but there's a limit. But I'm more of the porter, the stout, the brown ale, scotch ale kind of guy. I like the darker beers, typically. Although today I'm drinking cheap swag beer, but hey,
whatever works.
Yeah, well it's still early.
That's true. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the Kickstarter project itself.
Yeah.
By the time this airs, we're going to have roughly a week left.
It should be about 7 days. Yeah.
Yep.
We're at 12 right now. Yeah, so it'll probably be close to 7.
Yeah, and you got a $1,500 goal, which that's a very reasonable goal.
I think so. My first Kickstarter campaign for End Time was lofty. I was looking for $4,500, which is quite a bit for a graphic novel.
Yeah,
and it made it. I was happy that it went. It exceeded it. So when Rob and I were talking about this one, you know, we're doing it, this is a traditional comic book, 24-page comic book, and we thought, well, you know, obviously we don't need that much. What's a good goal to set it at? And I, you know, after crunching some numbers, 1,500.
Okay.
And it seems to work.
Yeah. You know, and as of the day that we're recording, we're more than a third of the way there.
Yep.
I want to talk a little bit about the rewards, because that to me, like, as a consumer, the rewards are where it's at.
You know, right.
I mean, that's how I typically, you know, judge my Kickstarter campaigns. What am I getting out of it? Like, hey, it's a little selfish. I don't really care. It's like, you know, it's like, I know you guys got to put the money together to get it out there, but it's like, what do I get?
Yeah.
And I typically tend to skip past the first handful of them, but I will say, for $10, you get an actual floppy copy, you know, book that, you know, you've got a postcard with the thank you, and you get your name listed in the book. That's cheap.
That's big bang for your buck right there.
Yeah, because, I mean, most of them out there, it's about $20.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're about half price. So, like, right there, I'm like, all right, cool. That's an easy $10.
And you get to be called Sergeant.
Yeah.
Right.
You get the ranks. Don't forget about the ranks. And,
yeah.
Yeah. For an extra $15 on top of that, you get yourself a T-shirt. You know, the 35 is where I started going, okay, all right. You get the T-shirt. You get a full-color print of the cover of it. And you get the floppy copy. Yeah. There, is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then I started going, okay, where am I really coming into? And that's where I started going, all right, we're going to start looking at about the $150 level, because this is where I'm an original art guy.
Ah.
And this is where I started going, okay, here's where I'm a little bit more in. So, you know, you get your postcard, you get two copies of issue one, you get your name on the page, you get the T-shirt, and then the kicker, you get an 11x17 piece of original art from Rob himself.
Yep.
Character of your choice.
Character of your choice, and I will sit there and I will draw it painstakingly, put my love into it.
Now, fairy dust. Now, are we talking pencils, inks, colors, pencils, only pencils, and inks?
Well, I guess it could be up to the backer's choice. And if they, because a lot of people like the rough pencil sketches.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know at cons, a lot of people just want just the pencil sketch and kind of halfway done and just signed. A lot of people like a finished work. So if you do $150, you're free to choose. If you want a completely finished piece, or if you want a rough pencil, or just an ink, or...
The thing I like about this is that there's no limit, so we can flood Rob with a shit ton of work.
Yeah.
And go, guess what? You got 139 commissions to do.
Hey.
Get drawn.
Yeah, and 30 days to do them, because we promised everything in April.
Rob just turned red.
Tim promised that.
I did. Oh, okay. Blame it on me. Rob will do everything by this day.
Not only is the book come out in April, everything else does.
Yep.
And I like, as soon as I said that, Rob just turned beet red. Yeah. He's like, oh, crap.
Whoops.
Now, there is one very special.
There is one, and only one available.
Yeah. So, Tim, why don't you explain? And if you want the cheat sheet, I do need
the cheat sheet. I kind of remember what it is. It's the rank of director, the Capstan Comics Experience. This is at the $250 level. There's only one of them. No one's taken it yet. But it is everything that we have to offer: the T-shirt, two copies of the book, the postcard, the thank you on the page, the commission print, copies of the original cover and the alternate cover. I think. Am I speaking correctly?
Yeah.
And a special invitation to join us at the Capstan Comics booth at Grand Con, right here in wonderful Grand Rapids. Although it is snow-covered right now, but it will not be in September.
We hope.
It is Michigan.
That's true. Anything could happen. But yes, a special invitation to join us for the day at the Capstan Comics booth. Bring your script.
Pass, right?
It is. Yeah. It includes a weekend pass. It includes a whole weekend.
And did I see a Grand Con t-shirt?
And a Grand Con t-shirt. And
you know what? I'm going to throw in one little extra on that at no charge. You'll get to meet at least two of the four guys from Drunk on Comics.
Awesome.
I mean, and that's priceless.
That is right there. That should throw it right up over the top. I mean, I would expect that by the time someone hears this, they're going to be rushing to their computer.
But if that's, you know, something that's going to dissuade you don't have to meet the guys from Drunk on Comics.
could be optional.
Yeah, I mean, like if you say, stay away from me, fine. Yeah. You know, whatever.
Now some listeners are like, maybe I'll go on to that site now.
Sometimes they do say never meet your heroes, and you guys are probably everybody's heroes.
Oh. Now I'm turning red. Well, cool. So what else? Now, actually, a couple things. For our listeners at home, where can they, besides Kickstarter, if you go to Kickstarter, type in Paradise Prison, should be able to find it just by that, but the actual full title is Paradise Prison, issue number 1, a printing project.
Yep.
Where else can they find out information about the book? Do you guys have a website set up for it yet? Or
I directed my personal link, so anyone, very simply, if they're listening and can't find it on Kickstarter, can easily go to timkenyon.com, which points directly to the Kickstarter page.
Now, is that the same as Capstan Comics? Or is that separate?
It's separate.
Okay.
CapstanComics.com will take anyone to the Capstan website directly. There they can find information about End Time and more information about the company. The Kickstarter project, timkenyon.com, will take you straight to the page.
Okay. And I know you've got a Twitter page as well.
Yep. On Twitter, Capstan is on Facebook as well.
Yep.
So we're all over the place just trying to market the hell out of this thing and let as many people know.
Social media is great. I mean, social media is actually what made us what we are, because, you know, we like talking about it. Now, Rob, what about you? Do you have a fan page on Facebook or just a personal?
I just have a personal page on Facebook. Feel free to friend me, though.
Okay. And it's Rob Garcia.
Yeah, it's Rob Garcia. I have a little Deadpool symbol is my icon.
You just made a new friend with Tony.
Hell of the Merc with a mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have Twitter?
I do have a Twitter. It's Rebel_Garcia, and that's my Twitter.
Perfect. Well, and when we post this out there, we'll tag both the guys on on our Twitter account and stuff like that too. So
great.
Is there anything else our listeners should know about the book before we wrap things up here and continue to drink?
I'm looking forward to that. Boy, that makes me want to wrap this up real fast. But not too fast before we throw in the last couple little bits. We're really excited for anybody who can jump on board, is willing to jump on board, really wants to, just put some faith in this Paradise Prison project. Rob and I have been working really hard on getting the pages ready. The script, actually, the script itself is a 5-issue script. We're working on issue 1 right now. And, just the success of that one is going to determine how the rest of it wraps up, And we're just really excited about this printing project and really want to make this happen. So any help anybody can give, we're happy to take.
Yeah, support independent comics. Just
absolutely.
Is there any place that, besides the websites and stuff, listeners might be able to find you guys at? You guys going to any conventions coming up?
Or? We know about Grand Con, obviously.
Right. Yep. We were talking about going to space.
Yep. We'll be at...
You're going to space?
We'll be at...
Well, yeah. There's,
holy shit!
We just got a new convention there at the International Space Station.
Yes. We're going into space. There's a convention on the moon.
Really limited tickets.
Yeah.
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 Not a whole lot of room in there. So, transportation's a little pricey, but it's worth it.
They're charging a lot for air, so...
They got the Superman experience. You can fly.
Yeah, you can just fly through.
What is space?
Space is in, was it Columbus?
It's in Columbus, Ohio. It's been around for a while. I want to say they're in their 15th or 16th year. I could be wrong.
Yeah, they've been around for
a while. It's run by Back Porch Comics.
Okay.
Bob Corby, who out of Columbus. It stands for Small Press and Comic Expo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So it's catered to independent
and
creators.
There's a lot of people who have been doing it for many years. A lot of return people who have been involved with space for a long time.
Do you know what time of year that falls?
Mid-April.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, mid-April.
So kind of between C2E2 and Motor City.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 And it's a great show. It was the very first comic show that I ever went to. And it was right around the time I was starting to shop around End Time, and I just kind of wanted to get a feel for what it was like to be around a small comic book show, and I just fell in love with it as soon as I got there. And I said, this is... And it's the place it was where I debuted End Time last year. It's actually... End Time has been selected as a finalist for the Space Prize for this year, which they'll be announcing in the next week or two.
Nice.
Yeah. And with our fingers crossed with this Kickstarter campaign, it is the place where we'll plan on debuting Paradise Prison.
Okay.
So we'll be there.
Now, yep, and Motor City, we were talking about.
We'll be at Motor City.
That's the first convention that I had a table at. That's a good convention to go to.
That's a great show. And, yeah. I mean, the names, we actually just talked about it on our podcast that just went up here this past Sunday, just about some of the names that are going to be there. I mean, they've got Jerry Conway, Martin Wade, and Chris Claremont. I mean, three icons in the industry. You know, not to mention all the different artists that they've got there, but for me, like, I mean, those are three key writers,
right?
You know, from three different generations that I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah. And now we have the new generation sitting with us right now.
We do.
Up and coming.
Yes. They will be the names on the marquee in years down the road of...
I'd say 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, because... Okay.
Is that your prediction?
Yeah. 2 years? 2 year prediction. Yeah, well, I mean, the first year you gotta catch a little speed, and then all of a sudden, boom, off and running.
I hope so for both of our sakes.
Well, yeah. Guys,
and my baby's on the way, so that should be good.
Wow. Well, there's the next generation.
There's the next generation after that. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool, guys. Thank you so much for taking time to sit down and chat with us. And,
Thank you.
And have some beers, and you know, everybody, go make sure you check out the Kickstarter.
Yep. Definitely invest in one of the ranks and join the.
Dude, for $10, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the easy one right there. You know, I mean, that's
you're getting a lot of stuff for $10.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
And some of my sweat and some of his blood.
Well, guys, cheers. Let's go have some more beers.
All right.
Perfect. That's going to blow everybody's ears out right now. All right. Cheers, guys. We'll talk to you soon.